we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and you are listening to the Refresh radio program on WMIE 91.5 FM. And today I get to the good news of bringing you some definitive plans for this weekend as far as hurricane relief supplies. There have been a lot of people knocking on our door asking if we had supplies to be able to give away yet. And thank you to those who were getting the word out. Let me start off, first of all, by saying we were supposed to do the distribution tonight, but they ran into some logistics issues, that namely that the truck wasn't able to get here today. And so tonight at church, we had already canceled our services so that we could have all hands on deck in order to be able to distribute the hurricane supplies. So tonight, services back on, but not as normal. This is going to be a prayer meeting. There are so many things that are going on right now that we're going to set tonight aside as a time of refreshing spiritually, as a time of intercession for the needs that, and the community. And so if you care to join us for prayer tonight at 7, you're more than welcome to. We'd love to have you come as we come boldly before the throne of grace to find help in our time of need. I know this, that there are a lot of churches whose services have been disrupted because of all of the storms and the recovery efforts over the past few weeks here in Brevard County. And a lot of people, they just can't wait to get back to meetings. And you know, I love church. We had a phenomenal service on Sunday morning as far as the worship went, and then getting to minister. But I think this month, God has been very pleased because the church has got back to meeting. Not just meetings where we have services in our facilities, but we got back to meeting neighbors. I got to meet neighbors that I didn't even know I had. I got to serve neighbors that I didn't even know anybody was living in that house. And so I've had the privilege of meeting people here in Brevard County that I never knew before. There was a phone call that came in earlier in the week, and I was able to deliver some things that we had personally. This person had a need. I drove down to Palm Bay and was able to meet that need, and so got to meet a person that the chances of me meeting them are very, very slim, but because of this storm, God directed our steps and we were able to connect a solution with a problem. And so I pray that the church won't stop getting back to meeting people in the community and seeing what God does. So there are plenty of needs around. I got word from people yesterday. I was so busy by the time that I got home. I really didn't have a lot of time. My wife is visiting her mother. We got a pretty good report on her here yesterday, but you know, I had to go home and had to help prepare dinner, and then I had to eat dinner, and then had to help clean up from dinner, and then it was time to go to bed. So I'll tell you, we've been going at it so hard that bed is a welcome sign at night. But Mexico City was rocked by a very powerful hurricane. Hundreds of people have been killed. Somewhere over 200 people have been killed from an earthquake. And Puerto Rico's San Juan is being impacted by Hurricane Maria. It had elevated in intensity, but I believe that it did diminish overnight. But be praying for that community. There are so many needs that, and I will tell you this, if you can't find a need to meet, I want to encourage you to get around, drive throughout your community. You can, needs are pretty easy to spot right now, and you can either tell because of a fence that was down, you can tell because of a tree was down. I forget who I was talking to the other day, that there was a situation where one of their trees had fallen onto their neighbor's homes, and they went out there after work one day to address that situation, and people had already shown up with chainsaws, and an entire team of people came, and they removed that tree. They came back a little while later, and all of the tree residual had been stacked out at the curb, and it wasn't that they were being neglectful. It was just that neighbors were helping neighbors. I think that is a great testimony to Brevard County. So thank you for being a good neighbor. But I do want to ask you to open your eyes and open your spiritual ears and open your physical ears so that you can be listening for needs that people have, so that you can be looking around and being proactive and seeing needs and then seeing if there's not something that you can do to meet that need. I met a need yesterday that I didn't think that I would ever in a gazillion years, ever be buying that product and finding it to meet a need. There was a time in our life when, we were hurting financially and we actually used powdered milk at the time. And let me tell you, there is a world of difference between powdered milk and real milk. And I thought the days of buying powdered milk were behind me, but a person said that actually helps them with their breathing condition that they were dealing with. And so I was able to help meet a need for just a little bit of time and a little bit of money. So so our as far as the hurricane distribution, I received a text last night that the truck is going to be on the way. We're going to be doing the hurricane distribution of the supplies Saturday morning at 8 a.m. You can tell, I encourage you, tell people from MIMS to Barefoot Bay. There are people who are needing tarps that don't have tarps. Now, I can't promise you everything. I can't promise you that what I'm telling you is going to be on there. I can't promise you the quantity that is going to be on there. All I can do is tell you that when I saw what a truckload of supplies looked like, and it was 23 pallets, very, very large, lots and lots of water. When I saw all that water, it was like, oh my goodness. But the people of Spartanburg, South Carolina, Southern Baptist Convention Disaster Relief Services, they were focusing on five things, and that was water, which I told them that we didn't need that much of, because that need is pretty much already passed. Although I did, my water supply was a little bit low this morning, my water volume. But sorry, I've been very busy. Tarps, non-perishable food items, cleaning supplies. And literally I was told that there were no brooms or mops that people could find. So cleaning supplies, and then hand wipes. There may be other things on the shipment of water. There were a few things of diapers that came through that we were able to distribute. There's some other miscellaneous items that came through that, we're going to try and see what we can do. But That truck is supposed to be coming in. The distribution will be Saturday morning, 8 a.m., 165 North Grove Street, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. It's going to be the same type of distribution. We're going to have people pull into the parking lot on Tangerine, and we will have it, the supplies all lined up. so that we can get your vehicle, the supplies into the vehicle, and we can move on to the next person. You'll come in one way, you'll go out a different way, and please let people know. I don't have room to store all this stuff, you know, it does me no good. I'm not doing this for us. I'm trying to connect a need with a provision. And I'm just so thankful that God is more than enough. Now, if the items that I mentioned, if they're not on the truck, please don't hate me. Please don't hate the people who have poured out in love and took up collections in their churches to try and minister to the needs of Brevard County. I want you to go ahead and develop that attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving and appreciation for what people who don't even know us have been willing to do to try and help with the recovery effort. So, the Lord directs our steps. I don't know about you, but I did not have, this storm season, penciled in to be as disruptive as it was on my calendar for the month of September. I had things all nice and lined up. We were going to minister to, some people in Nepal this month, and that just has not been able to happen. But we've been able to minister to a lot of people right here in Brevard County. So, don't get frustrated. Go ahead and make the plans, but always be sensitive to the direction and to the leading of the Lord. When I come out of this storm, I'm going to have developed new skills that I didn't have before I went into school, these storms. I found people at our church that had giftings that I didn't know they had giftings in. And just so very, very thankful for all of the people. And so we want to say thank you to all of the churches that have come together. If there are other pastors that are listening, listen, I drove through the community yesterday afternoon just to try and get a sense of where the worst damage might be, who might be able to be blessed by these supplies. But I can't get everywhere. So I need you to get the word out. If you know somebody that's missing shingles and their roof is leaking, let them know that there's a truck of supplies that are coming in. I spoke with someone yesterday, and they said, Pastor, there's no roofing material any place. There's nothing. And so I can't do anything about that, but I may be able to help with a tarp Saturday morning at 8:00. So anyway, praise God. We're going to look today at Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Verse number 13 is where we're going to begin reading. It said, when Jesus heard it, that the death of John the Baptist, that he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, bring them here to me. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude, so they all ate and were filled. So they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. Jesus had just received word that his cousin, John the Baptist, had been martyred. And he withdrew to a place to pray. And then it says, when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. The first thing I want to talk to you today about is the attitude of being a follower. A disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ, one who follows the teachings of Jesus Christ. That is what we are supposed to do. And you and I, we are all followers, and we all are teachers, whether it's just family members or whatever it might be. We have people who follow. And so I want to describe to you that in this passage, that these people were active followers. They were not passive followers. Their following was inconvenient. They had to literally follow on foot. Jesus had withdrawn. He had moved to a place where he could be by himself. But the multitudes, when they saw it, they decided that they were going to be active followers. When I think of the concept of following, there's a couple of cases. One is when Jesus began his ministry, that the disciples had to abandon their nets, and they immediately began to follow Jesus. And so I want to challenge you. Don't let there be a delay. Don't let there be an excuse. If you do not start, then you'll never get there. The hardest thing with a train is to get it moving. Once it is moving, then you have that momentum and things become easier to get it up to the speed that it needs to operate on. Many times the hardest step in following is that first step. I want to encourage you to go ahead and start following today. Start following Jesus' teachings today. You say, well, I may not understand everything. Start following today. You have to start someplace. Many people are so entrenched in where they have been that they are making excuses as to why not to start. And I'm going to raise my hand here. I'm one of those, because there's something wrong with my right hand, evidently, because it keeps putting food in my mouth, evidently, because even with all of the increased activity, decreased amount of meals, somehow I have managed not to lose any weight, even though I want to lose weight. So you've got to begin someplace. I want to tell you something else about following. Following is not about a destination. Following is about the journey. I'll tell you a little bit more about that here as we go along. The disciples had the privilege of following Jesus for 3.5 years under his earthly ministry, but they had the privilege of following him even after he went to heaven much longer than that. I've got friends. They do not identify themselves as Christians. They minister to people where following is the key thing, and so when they introduce themselves, they say this: I am a follower of Jesus Christ. It's not that they are ashamed of the title of Christian. It is that in the societies that they minister to, those people associate things with Christianity in America. They've heard that America is a Christian nation, and then they see immorality on television. They see vulgar lyrics in the songs that are sung, and they associate that immoral behavior, that ungodly behavior, with Christianity. So these people come along and say, well, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And here's what Jesus taught us to do. And when they start living out the word and sharing the word with people, all of a sudden there's an interest that is created in them. You and I, we've got to quit making excuses. We've got to start following and continue following. We live in such an instantaneous society that, here we are less than 2 weeks away from when Hurricane Irma impacted us. And people are wanting to know why their lives are not completely and totally back to normal yet. And I want you to understand, it is about a journey. We live where things, we practically snap our fingers and things happen. But some things, we still got to talk about the fruit of the Spirit is patience and long suffering. but we need that. The other person that I want to talk about following was Elisha. Elijah, when he went to the mountain and met with God, God commanded him to go and anoint three people, and he went and he anointed Elisha in the field, who was using a yoke of oxen, the 12th yoke, if I remember correctly, to be preparing the fields for what crop they were going to plant. Elijah walks up, anoints him with oil, and just turns around, and he's ready to go. He thinks that his work is done. But Elisha said, whoa, wait a minute, hold on. If you are anointing me as a prophet to succeed you, when you are taken out of the way, and there are many scholars that think that that was like 19 years later when Elijah was caught up into a whirlwind, Elisha said, I'm going to start following you today. He offered a sacrifice and he said, I'm going to start following you today. And Elijah had never seen anything like this. And he said, what have I done to you? and Elisha said, I'm going to follow you. Even on Elijah's last day, Elijah knew that he was getting ready to be taken away. Elisha knew that he was getting ready to be taken away. The sons of the prophets that they encountered at every stop said, do you realize that your master is going to be taken away from you today? And he said, yes. Elijah kept trying to get him to stop following him. And Elisha said, ain't going to happen. That's not the exact King James Version translation. He said, I am going to be with you until you are taken out of the way. I am a committed follower of Jesus Christ. Now, you got to understand that what I'm talking about, this level of following, it's not about convenience. It is about inconvenience, but there is tremendous blessing. Elijah told Elisha that if he saw his departure, then he would have what he had asked, which was for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. That was the portion that belonged to a firstborn son, a double portion. And so that explains that when Elijah was taken away with a whirlwind and Elisha was separated from him and Elijah's mantle dropped to the ground, and Elisha cries out and he says, I'm telling you what I'm seeing. He was saying, I have fulfilled my end. I have followed the way that I and said that I would follow. And Jesus, when these people followed him, it said that he saw the great multitude and he was moved with compassion for them. Wouldn't it be awesome if there was an innumerable quantity of people that said, we are going to follow Jesus even when it's inconvenient. We are going to follow him because we need to hear what he has to say. He has the words of eternal life. There's no other source that we're going to be able to find that is going to equip us to live the life that God wants us to live other than Jesus. We need to follow him. And when Jesus saw that level of following and that great multitude that was there, it said he was moved with compassion. I got a phone call as I was on my way in this morning. It was from a neighbor and said, hey, we realize you are busy. We didn't see you much around the neighborhood, but someone has dropped off some hurricane supplies for you to give away. There are people in this community who are being moved with compassion. That word is splenkinizomai in the Greek. At least that's the Bob Arthur's pronunciation of it. I'm not a Greek scholar, nor do I pretend to be. But this word, it talks about that there is something on the inside that moves with such a force and an intensity that it compels you to act without hesitation. Okay, there's something that is going on in the inside, and this was not intestinal. This was not biological. This was the compassion of God that was moving in the heart and life of Jesus that says, I need to minister to this great multitude of people. I would to God that everybody in Brevard County was moved not by a political ideology, not by a social agenda, but we were moved with compassion to minister to one another. Jesus was moved with compassion for this group that said, you know what, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow him on foot. The agenda of meeting with him and hearing what he has to say is of greater importance to me than what I had on my daily to-do list. Today, may you and I be moved with compassion. And it said that when he was moved with compassion, he healed their sick. Today, I want you to know that there are needs that I don't have the provision to meet. But I can tell you this, that God is not so restrained. He is the God of more than enough. He is the God of more than enough. And today, if you are hurting emotionally, if you are hurting physically, you may be hurting financially from the storms. You may be hurting relationally. There may be things that are going on. The other one that I always put in here, occupationally, you may have need of a job or transportation or something like that. I want to encourage you today, don't just follow Jesus to get your need met. Follow Jesus because he has the words of eternal life. Follow him because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by him. Follow him today. When it is inconvenient, follow him anyway. When you have an agenda, follow Jesus anyway. When you have a need, follow Jesus anyway. And be such a committed, faithful follower of Jesus Christ that the God who knows what you have need of before you even ask will be moved with compassion. Listen, he didn't go to the cross because it was a pleasure cruise. He went to the cross to pay the price for your sin and my sin. It wasn't convenient and it wasn't painless. It was very painful. But he said, there's joy on the other side of this cross that I've got to get to. And that joy was us being reconciled to him. And so I want to encourage you today, if you are faithfully following Jesus, understand that he is moved with compassion for you and he wants to meet the needs of your life. Father, today I pray that you would move sovereignly in this community, and Lord, that the broken would be healed and made whole. Lord, that the people with great needs, that they would find that you are the need meter. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.